That, of course, is the sound of a street organ, which can be heard throughout Tulip Time in the historical village. I spoke with Bruce, one of the volunteers at the village, about the instrument.
First of all, what is this contraption called?
Well, we call it a street organ, and they were originally made in Western Europe. This one, I think, was made in Belgium. And they were made for fairs and bazaars and markets and things like that. And they were moved. They were moved from place to place and hand-cranked.
And so now I see we're benefiting a little bit from some electricity, a couple of electric motors attached to this. How old is this particular machine that we're looking at?
It was probably made in the mid to late 1800s. Around 1850 they started making them, we think. And this one was retrieved. There's a story with it, if you want to check the story written there as to how it was acquired to get it here to Pella. That may be one of your questions, too. But a couple of enterprising Dutchmen found it and decided this has to be in Pella and got it here.
Very good. How long have you been working with this?
I've been working with it 4 years.
4 years?
Well, only, yeah. There's many veterans. I'm the kid on the crew.
So still lots to learn, I assume?
Well, yes, and right now, for example, we have a sticking key, and we're not sure what to do about it. So we have our expert coming from New Sharon, and it has a test book
mm-hmm.
that we will play.
Okay.
And he'll be able to identify from that what key is sticking and what we do about it. Usually, what happens is a little piece of material gets in, a leaf blows in, a spider gets in, something like that, plugs a valve, and that particular note mm-hmm. doesn't play.
It looks like a very intricate machine. It looks like it's air powered. I see some bellows there.
It's air powered. Everything runs off of air, and every pipe has a tube running to it, and that's activated by those pins that pop through the paper.
Okay.
As the paper slides through.
So the medium that you use to play the music, it's sort of like an old player piano. I see you slip this.
Oh yeah.
What do you call those books?
I don't know. We call them the music books. But if you notice the picture, mm-hmm. the old one had a big flywheel that you turn by hand. And we've got the electricity tied to that. I tell people our monkey died, so we put electricity on it.
I'm sure that's an advent that all the volunteers here appreciate.
Oh, yeah. Very,
not crank that
very
machine.
Much. There would be like five of us volunteering here if we had to crank it.
Turn into an all-day job, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Have you got a favorite song you like to play or any requests that come
the
along?
The favorite is the Beer Barrel Polka. And that's the one everybody recognizes. There's a couple of foxtrots that people really like.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, it just kind of lends an atmosphere, kind of a village atmosphere,
sure.
I think, that people just enjoy. Everybody that walks up, puts up their head and looks and wants to know a bit. Some are very curious. And interestingly, sometimes young children will just stand here and watch and watch and watch.
Because
until their parents fetch them and take them along.
For a kid, it's really fun to see a machine like this, an intricate machine like this, sort of broken apart and see how it works from the inside.
Yeah, where they don't have to text.
No video games here
no
today.
No video games here today.
What is one of the most common questions that you get as folks come through the historical village here?
Most commonly, how old is it
mm-hmm.
And how was it used
mm-hmm.
historically?
Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the same reasons it has been used historically, the same reasons we're using it today. That sort
Certainly.
Of on-the-go outside entertainment.
Let's get a festive atmosphere going here.
Is there a lot of upkeep that tends to go along with this? Does it take a lot of energy to keep it working?
Well, we just pay attention to it
mm-hmm.
and kind of upkeep as we go. It's had a couple of major overhauls where they've had to replace, for example, you see clear plastic tubes.
Sure.
That kind of tubing didn't exist when they built this thing. But so the corrugated tubing and all that sort of thing. So it's been rebuilt extensively
mm-hmm.
a couple of times. But right now, it's playing well enough that we just keep it going.
I have to assume that when a part on this breaks down, you're kind of on your own. I don't imagine there's a whole lot of options to buy parts for something like this.
No. I think there are probably sources yet for the music books.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But many of those music books are probably well over 100 years old, 150 years old. And you can see how worn they are on the edges, and there's tape on some of them and so on. And a few other ones we were able to buy. I think they maybe 20, 25 years ago were able to purchase more.
Okay.
And so there are some newer books and some very, very old books.
And, of course, this machine, to those of us in Pella and for folks that enjoy the music, of course, it's priceless. But is there any idea what sort of a market value would be for something like this?
I don't know. That picture that we have was taken from one that was listed on eBay, but I have no idea what it sold for. But it was almost identical to this one.
I imagine it's going to be one of those situations where if you have to ask, maybe we can't afford it.
That's right.
Certainly.
Two fools have to meet before this thing will sell.
One of those deals. Very much so. What's your favorite part of being out here and running this big contraption?
Oh, meeting the people.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly.
Sure. And people from all over the world. And as you said, kids and adults alike. And
yeah,
I see everyone
yeah.
gathering around. And mm-hmm. it looks like everybody's ready for another show. So
yeah.
Thank
okay.
you so much for your time. Nice
hey,
to meet you, Bruce.
Thank you. Good to
Enjoy
meet you.
Take
Have
care.
A good day.
Bye.
Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIA KRLS.